those limits even further, to the point where they were shunned even by the mainstream chimerics. Skye listened and followed what Clown was telling him. Clown's judgment of Skye's cognitive skills was adept enough to prevent a lapse into incomprehensibility, while at the same time forcing Skye to concentrate intently on his every word. Skye was aware that not all three-year-olds could have understood what Clown was saying, but that did not concern him in the least.
And the dolphins?
Engineered by them. For what purpose we can't begin to guess. Perhaps to serve as aquatic infantry in some planned invasion of Earth's oceans, or perhaps they were simply an experiment which was never completed, interrupted by the war's decline. Whatever the case, a family of dolphins was captured from the chimerics by agents of the Confederación Sudamericana. That, Skye well knew, was the organization that had spearheaded the construction of the flotilla. The Confederación had remained studiously neutral for most of the war, concentrating on ambitions beyond the narrow confines of the solar system. After garnering a handful of allies, they had built and launched humankind's first serious attempt at crossing interstellar space.
We took Sleek and the others with us.
Yes, thinking they'd come in useful at Journey's End, but removing the augmentation that the chimerics had added was a lot harder than it looked. In the end, it was easier to leave it in place. Then when the next generation of dolphins was born, it was found that they couldn't communicate with the adults properly unless they had the augmentation as well. So we copied it and implanted it in the young. But they ended up psychotic. Clown registered the tiniest flicker of surprise, his answer not immediately forthcoming. Later, Skye would learn that in those frozen moments, Clown was seeking advice from one of his parents, or one of the other adults, about how best to respond.
Yes, Clown said finally, but that wasn't necessarily our fault.
What? Not our fault to keep them down in the hold, with only a few cubic meters to swim around in.
Believe me, the conditions we keep them in now are vastly preferable to the Chimerics experimentation lab.
But the dolphins can't be expected to remember that, can they?
They're happier. Trust me.
How can you know?
Because I'm Clown.
The mask of his face, ever smiling, pulled into a more agonized smile.
Clown always knows.
Skye was about to ask Clown exactly what he meant by that when there was a flash of light. It was very bright and sudden, but completely silent, and it had come from the window strip along one wall. When Skye blinked, he could still see the afterimage of the window, a hard-edged pink rectangle.
"What happened?"
he asked, still blinking. But there was something very wrong with Clown, and indeed with the entire view. In the instant of the flash, Clown had become misshapen, stretched and malformed in all the wrong directions, painted across the walls, his expression frozen. The boat in which they had seemed to be standing curved away in sickeningly distorted perspective. It was as if the entire scene had been rendered in thick, wet paint, which someone had begun to stir with a stick. Clown had never allowed that to happen before. Worse still, the room's source of illumination, the glowing imagery on the walls, became dark, then black. There was no light save for the faintest milky glow from the high-set window. But even that faded after a while, leaving Skye alone in utter darkness.
"Clown?"
Skye said, at first quietly, and then with more insistence. No answer came. Skye began to feel something odd and unwelcome. It came from deep within him, a welling up of fear and anxiety that had everything to do with a typical three-year-old's response to the situation and nothing to do with the gloss of adulthood and precocity which normally distanced Skye from other children of his age. He was suddenly a small child, alone in the dark, not understanding what was happening. He asked for Clown again, but there was desperation.